This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Rob, I was thinking about this. I think the number one stretch of the entire calendar is that Thanksgiving period. We get Thanksgiving. We usually get Black Friday off. A lot of people don't work on that Friday. Saturday and Sunday. You get a nice four-day week. And that Wednesday before is always really light. A lot of people go out and have a good time on that Wednesday before. It's just a really good five-day stretch. You're not doing a lot of work. You're usually spending time with your family, with your kids, with your friends, your loved ones. Football is on. The weather, for the most part, is still pretty solid around that time. I think that's a really good five-day stretch. Whenever 4th of July is on a Thursday or a Friday, I think that might be the number two stretch that you have throughout the year. I mean, Christmas is great, and maybe you would say that time right in between Christmas and New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, is a pretty good one, but it's kind of cold and you're not really doing anything. I mean, it's okay. It's fine. But this stretch, think about us, Rob. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you just get a four-day stretch of beautiful weather and also a lot. You're going to be at the lake. You got family coming in. You're popping fireworks. The kids are out of school. This is a really strong four-day weekend for a lot of people.
I think this is the best one. I will say one reason why I would say the Christmas stretch and the Thanksgiving stretch are better is that sometimes you don't get this for 4th of July. It was what, a year ago, 2 years ago? 4th of July is on a Wednesday? Awful. Just awful. Like sometimes on a Tuesday. You can take Monday off. It doesn't hit the same. But when it's on a Friday or a Thursday, it just creates a great weekend. But the reason that Thanksgiving is a staple, a number one, is you know you get the weekend every
100%.
Time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I told you earlier. That's why we should just make Halloween Halloween should be the final Friday of October. You would like Halloween more if that was the case. It'd be more enjoyable for everybody. Be more enjoyable for teachers. Be more enjoyable for parents. If you didn't, like, when Halloween's on a Tuesday and your kid's been eating Snickers and Sour Patch Kids and now your kid has to get up early to go to school, has to be miserable. So we should just move Halloween to the final Friday in October and eliminate this. We do Thanksgiving right. It's on a Thursday. We get Black Friday off. You're shopping. You're still eating leftovers. It's great. That's kind of what this feels like. I'm really excited about this holiday weekend that we have coming up. So we are off tomorrow for tomorrow's show. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be back on Monday. And we appreciate you guys listening and making us a part of your day. Earlier, if you guys missed it, I gave my top five holidays. This is the list. Number one is Thanksgiving. I like Christmas as much as everybody else likes Christmas. I like Thanksgiving more, and why I put it number one is, A, I do like the fact that it's always on a Thursday, so you just sometimes just have more built-in off days because it's on a Thursday. And for a lot of us, there's no expectations on Thanksgiving. It's just show up and eat. That's not how Christmas is. Certainly once you become an adult, when you become an adult, there's much more responsibilities on Christmas, which are fun and it's happy and it makes you happy to make your loved ones happy and buying them things that they like. And for kids, I get all of that. Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. Number two, Christmas Day. Number three, 4th of July. Number four, Labor Day. Labor Day is essentially the 4th of July, just minus fireworks, and you swap it out for football. All of the things that you are going to do on Friday, minus the fireworks, you also do on Labor Day, but you also have the ability to watch a college football game. It's actually really good. And Halloween rounds out my number five. I like Halloween. I like the build up to Halloween. You're going back, watching your favorite scary movies. You eat a lot of candy during that time. It's cool to see people in their costumes. I love Halloween. Rob hates Halloween, but those are my top five. Thanksgiving, Christmas, 4th of July, Labor Day, Halloween, those round out the top five.
Okay, so first off, don't say I hate Halloween. Don't make me sound like hate Halloween and that's goblin. I don't hate Halloween. I just think it's wildly overrated for adults. Now, if you have a kiddo and you're going out trick-or-treating or you got their little, you know, Halloween parade at school or you're a 20-something college kid or you're just out of college listening, Halloween is for you. But Carrington, you're 35. What are you doing on Halloween? Why do you need to be on a weekend? You're not doing anything. You're not going to bars. You're not dressing up. It's just a regular day for you. It's normal. Again, if you're a kid or you're young or a person with kids, yeah, it's a big day for you. But from like 25 to 40, that window, Halloween means nothing. It doesn't. You're too old to go to the bars to go out drinking in costumes. Stop it. You're also probably too young to have kids out on Halloween.
See, I don't know I don't know if that's the case. This is where I'll defend people just a little bit. I don't know if you're too old to go out and do those things. Now, I would say you're too old to go out and do them multiple nights, but you get one night to celebrate Halloween. Let's say that you and your wife tomorrow, or I guess not Halloween's not tomorrow, but you get what I'm saying. You guys just decide, hey, we're going to go to a Halloween party. Yeah, we want to dress up and we want to do something fun. Great. That's fine. Go out and do that. I don't have that much of an issue with it. I think you're allowed the one night to have a little bit of fun and go out there and celebrate Halloween. So Halloween's inbounds. Now, I don't really have much interest in dressing up in a costume, but if you're a costume individual, hey, go crazy. I'll give you the one night to do it. But I don't need to see you. Now, if you got four or five different costumes, I'm with you. You've taken it too far. You're doing a little bit too much.
I just feel like if you're spending big time American currency, like if you're like, hey, I'm going to be Clark Kent and I'm going to put on glasses and do my hair and just tell people I'm Clark Kent. Okay, cool. But if you're spending big time American currency to be like, what's going to be the in style costume this year? I don't even know. If you're doing that, stop it. Like, remember that year that Joe Exotic was the go-to Halloween costume? You spent money on a mullet and the weird shirt and the hat and the mustache. You probably spent upwards of $80 to look like Joe Exotic for one night. That's nonsensical to me.
You know what? I actually don't have that much of a problem with it. And that goes into what I love to dust off my yearly take. I am very pro lighting fireworks. I am. I don't want you guys to think that I don't like lighting fireworks. I do. I really enjoy them. I love going to the tent and walking around and throwing some fireworks in the bin and walking around. And I enjoy all of the things that come with the 4th of July, just like I enjoy Halloween. But it sounds to me like you hate the person that takes Halloween too seriously. Just like with me, you know my stance is we're not in college anymore. St. Patrick's Day is not for us. You're 40. You have kids. You work at Cerner. You don't need to be out on a Wednesday drinking green beer anymore. Grow up. Be an adult. You ain't even Irish. So I get what you mean when it comes to Halloween. That's how I feel about 4th of July. I am all for you lighting fireworks. I just don't want you to be firework guy. Firework guy is a menace. The guy that's trying to tell you how he has the connect on a quarter stick of dynamite, That person is a menace. The person that thinks it's their responsibility to put on a fireworks show for everybody in the neighborhood, that person is a menace. We didn't sign up for this. Sure, light your little fireworks, do all of this. I didn't ask for you guys to be out here at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Why are you doing this? No, please stop doing this. I'm a big, hey, once it starts to get dark, let's go outside. Let's light a couple smoke bombs. Let's light some stuff. Let's have a little fun. I'm even willing to give you a big window in which you can light fireworks. Tonight, if you want to go out there and light a little bit of fireworks, okay. I mean, I think you're a little too early, but if you want to light a little fireworks today, fine, go out there. Tomorrow, the 3rd, go crazy. Light your fireworks tomorrow. Friday, light your fireworks. Saturday, light your fireworks. Sunday, it's over. It's over. It's done. You should have got all your fill of lighting fireworks the 3rd, 4th, and the 5th. But it has to end. We all go back to work on Monday. Everybody go back to work. We go back to our normal life. That's the one time. You remember, Rob, maybe your parents didn't do this. Maybe they did. You remember how all summer you would just stay up late and play video games. And then like that week before, your mom would start making you kind of get back on a regular routine and a schedule. I haven't had a bedtime for 2 months, but now mom's telling me I got to get back into a pattern. I got to start going to bed at like 9 o'clock. You kind of hated it. That's what Sunday is for us as adults. Sunday's that you got to get back into a routine. I mean, you've been out late. You've been up 11, 12, drinking, eating barbecue, lighting fireworks. It's been great. Sunday is the day of rest to get back to work. I got to get back to work. I have to pay for all of these fireworks. I got to pay for all of the activities that I've just done over these last couple of days. Why are you out lighting fireworks Sunday night at 10 o'clock? What's going on in your life that you weren't doing this earlier in the week? I don't like firework guy. I don't like the guy that is out lighting fireworks on Sunday. That person takes it way more seriously than he needs to be. The 4th of July, sometimes it's a weird mixture of alcohol, fire, and explosives, and testosterone. Male ego just out there trying to see who can put on the best firework display. If I wanted to go see a nice firework display, every city in the metro area has one far better than what you're going to put together. In fact, I just saw this firework display. I was at a Royals game last week. They do it on Friday. It's much better than the fireworks you have. So I didn't ask you to put together some magnificent display. Go put the Godfather down. I see you trying to look at the Godfather. Oh, it's on sale. Because nobody bought it. That doesn't mean you need to be the one to buy it. Put it down. I don't like firework guy. But everything else about the 4th of July, I love. I support. Everything else I'm here for.
What surprised me about this take from you is not that I disagree with it, because I agree wholeheartedly. You live downtown. I feel like firework guy is a suburban thing. Now, I've never done 4th of July downtown. I've never been like, hey, let's go down to Crossroads for the 4th of July. It's not really a thing in my world. I don't know that it's really a go out to the bars type of holiday, so I've never actually had that experience. But you're talking like you live in a Belton or a Gardner or a, you know, Lake Lotawanna. Those places are going ham on the fireworks.
Rob, I'm going to tell you this. Now, this just might be a you just don't know what you don't know. Fireworks are not a two Americas thing.
I don't think it's two Americas. I thought it was like downtown doesn't go crazy. Like, you don't see someone with a Roman candle on 9th and Grand. That's not really a thing. But you turn a corner in a suburban neighborhood, that's a thing.
I'm telling you right now, you got the inner city all messed up if that's what you think when it comes to these fireworks. I'm telling you, that guy is going just as crazy as the person you're talking about. They are two peas in one pod. They are not red or blue. No. They are firework today. I'm telling you, that's what they love to do. They love to shoot fireworks is what they love to do. Love to. Big fans on shooting fireworks. I just don't like them. I don't want that person around me. I don't dislike fantasy football. You know what I do like? And we all watched fantasy football. We've all watched football with this guy. The guy that has like 9 teams and is trying to tell you that he needs the Chiefs defense to play well, but he needs this other guy to score 2 touchdowns. Well, both can't happen, brother. I'm sorry. You got Ja'Marr Chase and the Chiefs defense. I'm sorry. Both can't play well today. Someone has to lose this battle. That guy's annoying. Or the guy that has 9 brackets that's out there that's like, oh, I mean, I told you. Well, of course you told me. If you give me 9 different chances to pick an upset, I think I could pick one correctly eventually. That person, also annoying. Firework guy, very high on my list. That guy's just normally annoying.
Would you call overly aggressive sports betting guy in this same vein? I just think overly aggressive sports betting guy is worse than fantasy football guy. The guy who, maybe it's a Saturday, maybe it's a Sunday, maybe it's a random college basketball, whatever the sport you're watching. If you're with someone and they start telling you about all the action they have in all the games, bro, I don't care that you have the over 17.5 of this yard. That's your money. It's not my problem.
I actually don't mind that guy.
That guy annoys me more than a baseball guy.
I don't mind that guy. I really don't.
It's one thing if you have like 2 bets. Hey, I have a Kelce.
Okay, yeah, no, that's fair. Okay, I'm with you. That's fair.
If you have Kelce anytime touchdown, Mahomes over 285, okay, cool. I'll cheer with you. But if you're like, I got Mahomes over 285, I got the total at, 38.5.
Okay, that's fair.
And you get like 6 or 7 bets, and I'm like,
yeah, I don't care anymore. Yeah, I don't care.
You're coming out in the wash because it all can't work.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's fair. Or the guy that has like the super unrealistic parlay. Like, bro, this is, come on now. You got 150-1 shot. Oh, it could happen. Yeah, it could happen. You're right.
And, the super long parlay guy is so loud cheering at the TV for one of his 36 legs. Oh, I got Kent State to cover. It's happening. Bro, you got 35 more legs. It's fine.
Yeah, no, that's 100%. All right, I want to play this for you. I would say I'm not being, this might have been the only sports news that happened on this entire station today. Might be the only bit of sports news. Nate Taylor was on earlier today, and he was asked about Trey Smith and his contract. I want to play it for you.
Trey Smith is so important to what they have going on that you can't really, you can't run the risk of missing the deadline, not agreeing to something, even though this thing has pretty much been agreed to since, I want to say, early March. But you have to, we also have to advise Trey that like this is a 100% injury sport. Like you will, like the likelihood of you getting injured is a lot higher than basketball, baseball, hockey. Like it's just, it's such a demanding sport on your body that like, yes, it's nice to get a really good payday, but I don't know, man. I would advise you still to try to like negotiate as best you can. You might want to take it to like the 11th hour at, 3 o'clock on, I'm just, hypothetically saying on like, July 14th or whatever.
That was Nate Taylor earlier today. He was on Cody and Gold. We'll also talk about something else that was on Cody and Gold earlier. We'll play that for you coming up in just a bit. But maybe I'm wrong for thinking this. I don't really think the Trey Smith thing is that interesting because I think it's fairly obvious. Like, I mean, obviously, whenever it happens, we'll talk about it. But the day-to-day speculation of the Trey Smith thing is just not... It's not that intriguing to me because it just seems so straightforward. He's the only player in the National Football League that's playing under the franchise tag. There were no rumblings this offseason about them trading him. None. Not a single rumbling. Not a single report that the Chiefs wanted to move on from Trey Smith. So now that you've made this decision and you have clearly shown that you are willing to invest in your offensive line, then you pay him. You pay him. I also think he's also showing up to everything. What made the Chris Jones one so interesting was, at first, it was kind of like this. Oh, well, I mean, they'll get it done. And then it was, wait, hold on, they're in St. Joe, and then they haven't gotten it done, and he's not there. And wait, they played a preseason game. He's showing up, and he's not there. Hey, when's he going to show up? Like, there was real intrigue and drama. This is the most cordial contract dispute that we've ever seen. They put him onto the franchise tag. He instantly signed the franchise tag. Instantly signed it. Instantly. And they've been working together and trying to get a deal done. He's shown up to everything. He's been a great teammate. He just was on Travis Kelce's podcast 2 weeks ago. There hasn't been anything different about Trey Smith. We all know how this ends. You said the deadline was what, July 15th?
July 15th.
So they got 2 weeks, essentially, to get a deal done. And usually in the NFL, when both sides want to get a deal done and it is in both sides' best interest to sign a long-term extension, then a long-term extension gets signed. The Chiefs have the only player that's on a franchise tag. They have no cap flexibility right now when it comes to that player. The best way to get cap flexibility is to sign him to a long-term deal, so then sign him to one. If you're Trey Smith and you are a sixth-round pick, and you got a chance to sign truly life-changing generational money. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about generational money. Then your agent would be silly to have you not sign that deal. Would be silly. We all know how these negotiations work. We've seen this happen plenty of times. If you've been following sports, you know what happens. Player X says he wants this. The team says this. They go back and forth for a little bit. As we get closer to the deadline, they finally agree and they meet in the middle. They both sign a deal. We see a tweet with Trey Smith. He's standing right there with Brett Veach and Andy Reid. And he talks about how much he loves Kansas City and never wanted to leave. Like, we know how the story ends with Trey Smith. I'm actually far more interested in how they handle Trent McDuffie than how they handle Trey Smith. Again, he's under a franchise tag. He's 25 years old. Just sign him. Like, what are we doing here? Just sign him. You want him. Sign him. I'm more interested in the Trent McDuffie for a couple different reasons. They've never paid a corner, but we also said they don't draft corners very high. So they broke one of their rules when it came to Trent McDuffie. What's stopping them from breaking another one of what we perceive their rules to be by them simply paying Trent McDuffie a lot of money to continue to play for them? And there has been really no conversation about it, which is just, I guess, odd due to look at everybody else at his position who's around him in terms of skill level. I mean, we saw Patrick Surtain II got a big-time contract. We saw Derek Stingley get a big-time contract. The guys that you would say are his peers, like if you were doing, hey, who are the comparable young corners? You would put Trent McDuffie in the same conversation with the Sauce Gardner and with the Patrick Surtain II and a Derek Stingley and a J.C. Horn. All of those guys have gotten paid, yet there's no rumblings about you paying this player. And maybe the Chiefs don't sign him this offseason, which is certainly within their ability to do that. But just know it is only going to get more expensive when you do decide to do it. So right now you can sign him for $30 million, or you can try this same thing next year and sign him for $34 million. I mean, if that's what you want to do, then great, you can do that. But if he's a player that you want to keep long-term and you see a long-term vision, it's always in your best interest to do it. So there's, to me, much more debate about McDuffie and what they're going to do than there is with Trey Smith. I suspect at some point next week, I think we hear that they have signed Trey Smith to a long-term deal. If you're telling me the deadline is the 15th, I'm going to guess the 10th, 11th, or on the weekend, we get a tweet from a prominent NFL reporter that the Chiefs and Trey Smith have agreed to make him the highest paid guard in the National Football League. Everything that has happened from the moment they signed the franchise tag has been pushing in that direction. Coming up on the other side, Cody, he hurt my feelings earlier today. I'll play it for you. Keep right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I want to play this for you. You know what? I think this is out of bounds. Now, I know that a couple of weeks ago, I made fun of Cody for his little Jack Caglione song. I know, I did. And I did maybe hint that when I first heard the song, I turned the station and I listened to Jason Anderson. I know I said that. And I could tell it upset Alex. I could tell. And I could see it in Cody's face. He was a little hurt too. He kind of looked like, if you've seen Chappelle's Show, he kind of looked like Prince in that episode whenever Charlie Murphy was making fun of his clothes. That's the kind of look. When I saw Cody, he had that look on his face like he was hurt that I made fun of his song. But it was all in fun. It was all in jest. It was all in love. I don't feel like this was said in love, Rob Brenton.
Could also just spend the whole first hour talking about Sean Diddy Combs being found not guilty.
Wow. On some of the charges.
On some of them, yeah. Of the sex trafficking and racketeering, but he was convicted of a prostitution offense. We could discuss that and break down that entire thing. Get our legal expert, Drew Nixon, involved. He was very, very also bummed about everything that happened this morning.
I was told that Carrington Harrison was really disappointed. Tough day for him. He thought P. Diddy was innocent of all charges. He didn't think he should have gotten either of those charges. So kind of tough for him, but I think he'll be okay.
Maybe by 2:00. That, huh?
Maybe by 2:00 he will have settled in. He's a big P. Diddy guy. I think he's going to put an I Heart Diddy shirt on today to support him, to not go to jail as long as he thought. Drew, are you on board with that? Is that you too or no?
Yeah, Drew is also in a great mood this morning too, actually.
Listen, I might have to find a way to get Cedar on the show in the final hour.
Why? Because he's, to talk about his support of P. Diddy?
Isn't he a Drake supporter, too?
Yeah.
That's weird.
He's been Drake supporter.
He that loves himself some Drake.
Huh.
Rob, why are you smiling?
The little huh at the end from Goldman.
Why are you smiling, though?
Huh.
I mean, with friends like that, who needs enemies? That's not crazy. Come on, now.
I mean, it's absolutely
wild.
Yeah,
come on, now.
It's wild behavior.
Yeah, it's wild. You think I just, you know what I'm most offended by? You think I have a I Heart Diddy shirt just laying around?
Does anyone have that shirt just laying around?
I mean, did you see people? There were people outside the courthouse today when, with the news today, they were spraying baby oil on each other and dancing in the streets.
That's not true. That's
I swear
that's
to God. We can play the audio right now. You want me to pull up the audio? I'm serious. I'll send it to you. I'll send you the news clip. I saw it for myself. Hold on. I'm about to send it to you. Let me send you this news. I saw people were outside. They were in the streets. They was dancing, and they were spraying baby oil on each other and celebrating the verdict. Rob, you're telling me that Cody thinks I'm part of their crew? That I'm part of that group? No.
I'm not part of their group. I think Puff is sick. I was actually keeping up with the trial. I wanted to see what was going to happen. But I wasn't celebrating. That's crazy.
Hold on. Here it goes. I'm about to send it to you. Let me send this to you. Hold on. You send it to your personal Twitter or the one? The station one? Okay, all right. I'll send it to you. All right, I'm about to send it to you. I'm telling you, this is crazy. Crazy behavior. This is real crazy behavior. Cody should have to apologize. That's nuts. That's crazy. And you were laughing at it. That's unacceptable behavior from you. I expect that from an enemy, but from a friend? You and I have broken bread together. You're my brother, and you're laughing at that? Terrible. Terrible, terrible work, Rob. Terrible. I thought me and you were better than that. All right, while Rob is looking for that cut, because he doesn't believe me that that cut actually exists, I want to play this for you if you missed it. This was on ESPN earlier today. Paul Feinbaum, very, very high on Arch Manning.
I think there's a reasonably good chance that Arch Manning will be sitting on the front row in New York at the Heisman ceremony. That's assuming that his team does what it's supposed to do and compete for not only the SEC, but for the national championship. And I really believe they will. I think Steve Sarkisian, who's one of the most amazing play callers I've ever seen, made a critical mistake late in the year. He was way too loyal to Quinn Ewers, who was banged up and was really ineffective. Had Arch Manning been instituted in the second half of that game, like Nick Saban did a couple of years ago with Tungavailoa, I think there's a reasonably good chance that Texas would have beaten Ohio State and won the national championship. They're very capable of doing it again this year. I believe also that Arch Manning is the best college football quarterback we have seen since Tim Tebow entered the scene in 2006.
Now, I don't think that Arch Manning is the best college quarterback we've seen in the last 18 years. I don't think that. But I do think he is the biggest story entering college football this year. I do think that. I think we're all curious. I mean, this is a player that you've been hearing about for a very long time. Whether it just started when he committed to Texas, maybe you heard about it before. I mean, he was the number one quarterback prospect. So, I mean, he's been on the radar for a very, very long time. After his freshman year and Quinn Ewers made the decision to come back to school, everyone was looking to see if he was going to hit the transfer portal. I think most prospects hit the transfer portal. Hey, I'm willing to sit back for 1 year, but once we had a feeling it was going to be two seasons, no one would have faulted Arch Manning for simply transferring and going to another college and starting immediately. He would have started anywhere in the country last year. You want to start at Georgia? You want to start at Clemson? You want to start at Penn State? I mean, he could have been the starting quarterback at Ohio State over Will Howard. I mean, I'm guessing if they had the choice of taking Will Howard or Arch Manning last year, they would have taken Arch, especially because he had more years left in college. So he could have been starting just about anywhere, but decided to stay at Texas. We got a chance to see him a little bit. Remember, Quinn Ewers got hurt, and Arch looked very, very good last season when he got a chance to play. And now the job is his. I also think he's a very interesting prospect. I'm not entirely sure that he's leaving school. He doesn't really seem to be in a rush to do anything. He just doesn't seem to be in a rush. So I wouldn't be surprised if Arch plays really well this year. I mean, it's not like he's leaving because he needs the money. That's not an issue with him. I mean, he's football royalty. His dad, Cooper, people say he was the best Manning. His grandpa is Archie Manning. His uncles are Peyton and Eli. I mean, this is a third generation Manning. So the hype is already going to be there. He's a starting quarterback at Texas. The first game of the season for Texas is the game on the road at Ohio State. So we get a chance to see him in a big time environment against the defending champion. I mean, everything is coming together that Arch Manning is by far and away the most interesting player entering college football. Again, I think it's very to team. I don't think you can look at him as the best, but if you see him as the top quarterback prospect for the NFL draft coming into this season, I don't necessarily can tell you that you're wrong. We just haven't really seen a whole lot of him this season. Another thing, Rob, and we'll play this Puff Daddy story coming up in a bit. Another thing I'm actually really interested in, I would say is my second most interesting college football story this year is, I think Penn State can win the national championship. Now, are they? It's a big question. I think Penn State got kind of lucky with the way that the playoff seeding kind of broke out last year. Like, if they would have gotten Oregon's seeding, I don't know if they make the college football championship, but you can't complain about that.
That was the rules last year. They followed the rules. They made it to the national championship game, and we saw from there. They return a lot of things this year, like a lot of those things this year. I kind of look at Penn State. I don't think they'll be preseason ranked number one. I kind of think they should be. I think they have the most returning talent and the best team returning. Now, how do they handle all of those expectations? Like, that wasn't a team that really got a lot of big wins last year. Again, I think the schedule just kind of broke perfectly for them. They're going to have a target on their back from day one, and James Franklin has just not really handled targets on their back and when they have been the hunted team, so to speak. So those are the two things that I'm looking forward to the most as we enter the college football season. Arch as a prospect, and now that everybody kind of expects Penn State to be good, are they going to be very good this year?
I mean, I saw Penn State's schedule this year. It ain't like they got a tough draw. Their toughest games are Nebraska at home, Oregon at home, at Ohio State. Penn State navigates 2-1 in that. They're probably a top four seed and get a bye in the college football playoff. Like, may they lose the Big Ten title game, but I mean, Penn State on paper is the best team in the country. I think Ohio State's a top five team. Like, you can make an argument there's only one SEC team right now that you'd be like, oh, they're a top five, no doubt, watch out for them type of team. Like,
who you got that as, Georgia?
I say that's Texas.
Okay.
Texas is the one. Like, if Arch Manning is what we think Arch Manning can be, Texas is loaded.
I'm actually really high on LSU this year. I actually think this is the, you know, you and I were talking about this a couple days ago. I think LSU can be this year's version of Tennessee. Like, they'll end up being the eighth seed in the college football playoff. I actually really like LSU this year.
I really like Texas. I have questions about Georgia's quarterback. Like, what about Gunnar Stockton last year makes you think, like, oh, that's the guy? Like,
he's got a great quarterback name.
He's got an elite quarterback name.
Let me ask you a question. What's a better quarterback name, Colt McCoy or Gunnar Stockton?
Ooh, I'm going to take Colt McCoy because McCoy has a little bit of that gunslinger energy too, but Gunnar Stockton is very good.
Have you looked at LSU's schedule this year?
They have everyone tough.
And all of those games are on the road.
Yeah, that's why I'd be selling stock.
Yeah, now looking at their schedule, they play on the road against Clemson, on the road against Ole Miss, on the road against Vanderbilt, and I know we can kind of laugh at it. Going on the road against Vanderbilt is not an automatic win.
No gimmies, no.
This might be the best Vanderbilt team in our lifetime. Vanderbilt's actually pretty good this year. On the road against Alabama, and they go on the road against Oklahoma, which who knows what Oklahoma's going to be, but they supposedly got quarterback figured out this year.
They got a new quarterback. They brought in a new OC. Like, one of the reasons, like, I know football fans will like to hear it, but one of the things that these playoff talks is always schedule-driven, and LSU's is just brutal.
Yeah, no question about it. The LSU one is tough. Goodness gracious, that is a tough schedule. All right, keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Rob, during the commercial break, I saw a highlight of Scotty Reynolds that played point guard at Villanova. And the Big East used to just be so much fun, you know? He had this game-winning shot against Pittsburgh. Remember back when Pittsburgh had, like, DeJuan Blair on their team? That was just fun. That's when Big Monday, oh, man, Big Monday was so great. You know what I used to love most about Big Monday? You KU fans used to get mad every Monday because KU would always play the second game, and you know the Big East game would always run late. So you'd always miss like the first 4 minutes, 5 minutes of the KU game. And boy, I used to be so mad about that.
We still get mad about it. It's just not the Big East anymore. It's like the ACC.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And it always seemed like as a KU fan to defend why we got mad, it would be like Syracuse up by 9 with 30 seconds to go. Yeah, Georgetown still fouling.
We got to watch the whole thing. Yeah, no.
All right, they're done. They lost. They're down by 11 with 28 seconds to go.
That was silly. I agree. I don't disagree with you, brother. I'm on your same side here. You didn't believe me that this was a thing. I told you this was a thing. Listen to this.
I kid you not. People are pouring baby oil on one another outside this courthouse. Baby oil having a very big play in the freak-offs we heard about. You have people saying it's not Rico, it's Freako. You got applause coming when the mother of Sean Diddy Combs, Miss Janice, got out of the vehicle just a few moments ago, really, behind us and walked inside to elated cheers and her greeting the crowd. Every time the family, the children, the six adult children come in, three boys and three girls.
Mm.
I don't have anything to say about that. Goodness gracious. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you're outside the courthouse and you're pouring baby oil in your on yourself in celebration of Puff? You're weird. That's not even a strong enough word. You are weird. We had Eric Bossy on the show earlier. This feels like a really good way to dismount the show. Eric Bossy was on the show. Eric Bossy is one of the foremost voices when it comes to college recruiting. We talked to him about Darren Peterson. He compared Darren Peterson to an NBA All-Star.
I've always said Donovan Mitchell. Probably not quite as explosive athletically, and he's bigger than Donovan Mitchell, but I think if you watch Donovan Mitchell and you see the way he plays the game, you get a general idea of a guy who is going to be a bit more streaky from downtown, but when he gets hot, he can get really hot. He's got a mid-range game. He gets to the rim, and he can play through contact, which is going to be huge. That being physically ready for college is just such a thing in his favor.
I don't think he's as bouncy as Donovan Mitchell, at least not what I saw. I've only seen him play one time, so I don't want to make it seem like I'm the foremost Darren Peterson expert. But, I mean, he played really well in the game that I saw. He scored 30 points, and he did a little bit of everything. He was crafty, finished around the rim. He knocked down shots. He played some great defense, had a couple of steals. Now, I don't think the team they were playing were that good, but it didn't really matter. He was by far and away the best player on the floor, and he played with, like, McDonald's All-Americans. Their team was absolutely loaded. I was actually kind of disappointed because I thought they were going to play A.J. DeBance's team. They got knocked out of the tournament.
By the way, how did DeBance's team – I mean, I know no one cares. How did DeBance's team lose to that team? Because, like, I was going to go with you that Sunday, and then I was like, oh, DeBance is out. Like, I'm just going to watch Darren Peterson highlights.
I have absolutely no clue. Like, I'm still – I'm puzzled on how the team that you told me they have the number one best player in the country, and they lost to the team that I saw Darren Peterson's team play. It blew my mind, honestly, that they lost to them. I think Peterson's going to end up being a really, really good player. We'll see how athletic he is, how he looks. And I think it's going to be a really exciting year for all of the local teams. All of the local teams are like in a very interesting place. KU is obviously from what happened last year. K-State has missed a tournament the last couple years. Missouri, they made the tournament last year. They return a lot of players this upcoming season. I don't think Missouri will be ranked preseason, but I think they'll be like right there on the outside looking in. Like, I think they'll be preseason ranked 30th, for example. All right, I had a lot of fun. Hopefully you guys did as well. We are off these next couple of days. We'll be back on Monday. Take care of yourself. Have a fantastic Independence Day weekend. And until then, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.